Our next speaker is Sung Ho Hong.
Thank you. Today the title of my talk is Disaggregation, which is downscaling of Siebel Drive ET map from MODIS 200 meter resolution to 30 meter length scales. The co-researcher of this study is Dr. Jan Hendricks and Dr. Brian Burchers in New Mexico Tech. So the disaggregation is the downscaling, changing the high coarse resolution like MODIS images, like 250 meter resolution in grid size into 30 meter resolution like Landsat scale imageries. The first research importance of this study is the coarse resolution images like MODIS have high temporal resolution, like everyday daily images available, but low spatial resolution, like 250 to 1000 meter resolution. And fine resolution, like Landsat images, have coarse temporal resolution, like 16 days. Every 16 days we can get the images. However, fine resolution like 30 meter resolution. So if we do downscaling, so change the scale from MODIS to Landsat, actually combine the advantage of high temporal as well as high spatial resolution of surface condition observations. The objective of study is to investigate the effect of suggested 12 different downscaling schemes on the spatial distribution of Siebel-derived ET. Actually, this work was published in International Journal of Remote Sensing. It is already published in the web, but does not have the assigned the page and then volume numbers yet, but you can find in the web. So how Siebel estimate ET? I believe several authors already presented before. Actually, by using the remote sensing images, we cannot directly estimate or measure ET from the space. However, remote sensing images, we can get the information of the net radiation, ground heat flux, the sensible heat flux, so we can get the ET, which is latent heat flux, can be derived in direct ways. Also, Siebel, since the Landsat satellite images overpass the areas within a minute, so Siebel compute the instantaneous ET, which is mostly millimeter watts per second, and then change into hour and then daily scale. This is one of the algorithm of the Siebel. Basically, in order to run the Siebel algorithm to estimate the ET, we need to have a satellite images, and if it's not a flat terrain, we have to have a DEM, elevation model. And then basically after that, we calculate the three parameters, surface temperature, albedo, and NDVI. And then if you have a wind speed measurement in the ground measurement is the helper, and then calculate the net radiation, ground heat flux, and sensible heat flux, and the final product of ET can be calculated. Okay, this was the validation study of the Siebel evaporation was in the southwestern United States, like California and Arizona and New Mexico. As you see that the horizontal axis is ground corrected ET from the eddy covariance tower, and this is actually estimate ET from the Siebel in millimeter per day, and you can see the very reliable correlation between ground measure and then Siebel derived ET. Here is the satellite images we use for this study. Here is the MODIS images actually cover, one image is covered from Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of California. However, the Landsat image is like 1/10 about in the swath width, and then have a temporal resolution 16 days and a fine resolution of 30 to 60 meter resolution. However, MODIS is a temporal resolution, it's a daily, a special resolution of 250 meter to 1,000 meter in thermal band. And here's the study area of, and then Landsat images and MODIS images in the center of the New Mexico, and then there's a river, Rio Grande River crossing it, and then the city of Albuquerque located in the right-hand side of the corners. Here is the suggested 12 different schemes of downscaling or disaggregation we have used. There's the two main types. One is output disaggregation and input disaggregation. Output disaggregation is we run the model receiver and then get the ET, and then the downscale or disaggregate the ET product. Okay? And input is we downscale first the albedo and NDVI and surface temperature, and then we we run the saber. Okay? And then the dot disaggregation method, there is a subtraction method and regression method, which is I'm going to talk about a little later. And each subtraction and regression, there's a ABC different downscaling method, which is I'm going to also explain a little later. Okay, here's a subtraction method. First, here's the MODIS images in June 16, 2002, is a 250 meter resolution of the MODIS images. And here is the anterior MODIS scale, the images, May 31st, 2002. In order to downscale the images, we have to have a certain extra information. Okay? Because the downscaling can be an infinite number of solutions can be possible, so we have to have some kind of background information, which is this. And then this MODIS scale, in May 31st, 2002, can be directly from the MODIS images or from the Landsat images. If you have a Landsat image, May 31st, 2002, we can aggregate 30 centimeter resolution into 250 meter resolution by the simple averaging or choose the nearest neighbors. So there's two images, June images and May images, and 16 days apart, we calculate the difference between two, and the difference was applied to the actual May images of Landsat to calculate the downscale or disaggregated June images. That's a subtraction. And regression is the two MODIS scale images. We got the regression line, the linear regression, and then the regression curve applied to the main images of Landsat scale to calculate the disaggregated the June images, 30 meter resolution. So here's the assumption, is a subtraction method. The assume the fine scale variability is unchanged during the time interval of 16 days. And regression method assume that the linear relationship between the coarse resolution images is valid between the fine scale images. Oops, I pushed the wrong button. So here's the first limitation of downscaling used in this study. First, the subtraction method. Here's the ET map from the previous Landsat images, and then apply the difference map between two MODIS scale images. And then here's the final product, disaggregated ET. And in the subtraction method, you can see that this applying this difference map in 250 meter resolution going to produce the very sharp, okay, transition in the disaggregated downscaled images. And then the limitation in the regression method is since we apply the linear regression between the two MODIS images, sometimes the minimum value is not approached to the zero. Sometimes it's going to 0.2 or 0.3 millimeter per day. So entire images, the lowest value of ET can be possible to have like a little higher than zero value, which is also one other limitation. So here's a 3D ET of different land cover at 30 meter latitude. Here is a 1,000 meter and 1,000 meter horizontal axis, and here is the Z is the ET value. Here is the riparian zone, and the middle image is the desert and the agricultural field. The riparian zone is the first law is May 31st images, and then second law is June 16th images. As you compare between the top figure and the bottom figure, in 16 days, the riparian zone does not change not a whole lot, as well as the desert areas. However, in agricultural field, there is a different irrigation schedules, and then there's like kind of cutting schedules, so that you can see the dynamic changes can be found in the agriculture field. However, riparian and desert area pretty consistent during 16 days. So there's a dynamic changes occurring in the agriculture field, so it means there's a more difficult to downscale, disaggregate the images inside of the agriculture field using the subtraction of regression methodologies. Among the 12 different downscaling or disaggregation methods, I'm going to show you only two schemes, which is one is the best one and one is the least reliable method in this study. The best one is output, okay, output downscaling with the regression method. And then the least reliable output produced by our study is input disaggregation using the subtraction. You can see that here is the whole images of our study area. Here's the zoom in area. You can see that the output disaggregation produced very smooth and then much more reliable with Landsat scale images. However, the input disaggregation by the subtraction actually have, you can see the sharp boundaries and then some errors, you can see that. So output disaggregation with regression method between two model images produce the best result, and input disaggregation with subtraction method with the nearest neighbor produce the least preferred scheme in this study. Okay, here's the relative difference map of the ET, which is the downscaled ET minus ET from the Landsat divided by the ET from the Landsat. As you can see, the red is kind of zero relative difference, which is mostly zero ET areas, and the high relative ET can be found along the riparian zone and the city of Albuquerque. So, large relative errors occur in the high, having a low ETs, and the low relative errors found in the having a high ET areas. But some of the areas having a high relative errors and high del ET, and those probably point have a dynamic changes in ET areas or georectification, georeferencing disagreement. What I mean by georeferencing agreement? Here's the Landsat images and here's MODIS images. In order to produce the good downscaling images for this study, we have to match this Landsat scene and the MODIS scene. And as you can see, to match these two images in different scale is very challenging. So even we use more sophisticated model to match the georectification between two images, gonna produce the least 1 pixels of errors. It's inevitable. So here's the conclusion. So I did not give you all the result of the 12 different algorithms, but you can see from our paper, all of the proposed disaggregation downscaling scheme could be used to predict reasonable special pattern of ET, and best one is output disaggregation with regression between two MODIS images worse one is input disaggregation with subtraction between MODIS images and then nearby, nearest neighbor aggregate Landsat images. And then georeferencing, this agreement between Landsat and MODIS images is the most significant issue for the application of downscaling scheme used in this study. Thank you very much. And if you have any question, I'm going to try to answer.
We don't have time for questions, so let's go.